Up on the feed tonight is our continuing Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast game. This is Session 14, Part 1. The players are Nick, Sharon, Jameis, and Richard. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please consider leaving feedback on iTunes, giving us a recommend at rpgpodcasts.com, leaving us email at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com, or even joining our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. With that out of the way, enjoy the show, Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast.
Okay, well, let's see. Deadlands, yes, Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. This should be episode 14. Yes, 14. So, who wants a recap as we stopped kind of in the middle of the action last time?
Certainly, I can give a recap which will fill in everything that Nick needs to know.
It'd be funnier if Nick got the recap and just kind of made up everything on the fly.
All right, here's what happened. All right, so my character, Gideon Stewart, decided, you know what? There be dragons in them waters. And you know what dragons are represented by? The Leviathan. That's right, from Job. You know what God told us to do with the Leviathan? That's right. Smite them with the power of the Holy Lord. So, what Gideon Stewart decided to do was cast environmental protection on himself. Then he went up to the Leviathan and said, mur, 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 because he couldn't speak underwater, so therefore he couldn't pray to the Lord. This had unfortunate consequences for Gideon Stewart as he was swallowed whole by the Leviathan, where he met Jonah. And they had a nice friendly chat about how being swallowed by a Leviathan really sucks, man. But then he decided that obviously this was a time travel. I've lost the thread somewhere.
Stop there.
It was a valiant attempt, but I came short.
All right, now for the real recaps. Please pick it up.
Okay. Yes. The Richard. Real recap is... Tournament halted. New challenges appear. Second round begins. That's it. I think that recaps everything that we really needed to know and leaves Nick completely in the dark, which is why I think it's the best recap we can do. And no, yes, I realized that was Japanese rather than Chinese, but still.
Yes, no, Richard.
But yes, we worked hard on that.
I hate you. I hate you the most. And when I kill you via fumbling and shooting you in the back of the head, like you so righteously deserve, it will be the best moment. Bert, I took a new disadvantage, Crim Servant of Death.
Yeah. All right, well, if no one wants to amend...
Well, I honestly believe that because of the situation we're in, that recap is the best recap we should give. Nick should be dropped into the middle of it, not knowing what's going on, because it's a confusing situation.
Fair enough.
Do you not remember you talking to me about this?
I didn't tell you anything about that.
Oh, okay.
I never specifically mind didn't mention any of this.
Excellent. Wow.
All right. Then... Well, no, fair enough. We're gonna pick up then from Gideon's point of view. Gideon, the Shan Fan Kumatai was today, in which your traveling companion, Mr. Young, was fighting on behalf of your new employer. We'll call him that. You got sidetracked, though. What were you doing while everyone else went to this? You told everyone you'd be a little late. You had some pressing business to do. Why were you not there at the beginning?
I was actually with the brothers. With the
hey, we called it.
With the Mormon brothers. I had been neglecting some of my stuff, and I was checking for any parcels that might have arrived from my superiors as well.
As that has only been a few days, nothing as yet.
Okay.
So you finish right up with your work with the brethren, and you head off to the area of the Kumatai, which is in Tailtown, the richer portion of Shanfan. It's kind of an underground arena, you know, open to the sky. You've heard a little bit about it, haven't been there yourself, so you're heading in that direction. You get a little lost, though, as you're not quite sure which building it is that hosts the arena, until you see a commotion on the street where there seems to be a crowd of fairly well-dressed people running very quickly from out of a structure that resembles perhaps a well-fortified bank. Or, well, it looks like a small fortress, actually. It has a very large double-doored front area, very tall. It's like 8-foot gates. Currently, they're swung wide, and there's just this stampede of richly dressed people running out of it.
Well, I obviously head in that direction.
Okay, roll me a d10.
Sure.
That's how many hit points you lose. Wait!
Oh, wow. Okay. Two rounds before you can actually act on anything. As you are kind of going against the flow of bodies that are running out of this building, there seems to be some panic. You hear mentioned on someone's, you know, just about the ogres!
Sweet. Yeah. I've been one-shotted by many ogres. This sounds like a great idea. Let's advance into this.
I'd say Gideon has two rounds to run away from the ogre. On that map, Gideon, you're fighting the flow of people coming into the. You go through the double doors, and then it's a kind of a slanting downward, like you're going through. Have you ever gone to like a football or a baseball stadium where they've got the sloping ramps
down onto
the field? Yeah, of course you haven't. Or you've seen them on television, let's say. You're an American. You've never actually gone to one.
I've gone to many. I love football.
All right. So that's what you're doing, is you're going down through this arena-type entrance, fighting the flow of people. So I'm putting your character about right there as he's coming down. If I remember right, Sarah, Young, did you grab Sarah and walk up with her? Or did you just do that?
Yes, he did. Right.
Yep.
You did. Okay, so I'm going to drop you guys right over here, and Jameis, you had already made a couple of shots. You were coming.
I made one shot towards to alert.
All right.
That person that you alerted that we're not mentioning because
yes. I'm not saying anything else. I'm just saying I fired one shot to alert. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Let me just place these on the board here. So there are three ogres. Leading kind of a vanguard of other folk that have that are heading to the box of Big Ears Tan here.
What's the distance on that?
Yep, and the squares are 2 yards per square.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Excellent.
And let's see, I've got another guy that I'm going to put down here.
No, you've got enough guys.
Okay, I just popped up the mini initiative tracker. Can you guys see it?
Yeah.
And you can see the unfortunate result that the ogres go first. All right, so last time, you got a shot off there, Luke. Young was able to wall walk up from the stadium floor, up over the wall rise onto the lower bleachers there. And I didn't draw them in, but there are rows of seats through here. And the big square section in the middle there is like the private box. Let's see. Luke, you shot through the wall of the box trying to get people's attentions inside.
Yep.
Let's see here. Okay, that'll work pretty well. Okay, ogres. All right, they were also, of course, alerted to your by your gunshot. There's people behind them now, and they're going to do something crafty. Crafty, I say.
You're not allowed to.
Too many open windows. Sorry.
The ogres are plus three size bigger than me? Okay. Just confirming.
Okay. All three of them are going to do something here. You hear kind of like a guttural rhythmic chanting coming from the three ogres as they continue to press towards the box there.
That's not good. They all roll one. They don't roll anymore.
All three of them, as they're doing the chanting, draw these very large blades. They kind of look like somewhere in between like a long sword and a butcher, like a cleaving knife. And the blades begin to glow. Well, two of the blades begin to glow with kind of a pale purple light. Alright, that is their turn. Oh, and they're progressing on to the... They're being slowed down because they're pushing chairs out of the way, so they're moving kind of slowly towards the box. I'm just going to inch them up a little bit there. Sarah, so you've just been bodily dragged by Young up the side of a wall, and kind of dumped here behind some chairs, which you can use as some limited form of cover, by the way. Just tell me that you're ducking behind them if you're wishing to do so. But what are you doing now, Sarah? So this is kind of what you see here. There are still some people in the stands at the far end, and they're fleeing. A lot of them are jumping, you know, over the wall down into the pit area. But the area between you guys and the ogres and the other enemies here are pretty much clear of people.
Oh, crud. All right, and how far away are the ogres?
Each square is about 2 yards, so.
Okay. All right, then I'm just...
18 yards. 18, 20 yards. We know which one you want to go.
20 yards. Okay, I'm going to retreat behind the furniture with my medical bag and look around to see if anyone has dropped a weapon of any sorts.
Sure, you want to look around for a weapon? Give me a notice roll. If you if you actually get a raise, you'll find one pretty close to you. If you fail,
okay.
It's unavailable. If you succeed, you'll find one, but you're going to have to go and make a run for it.
Okay.
Fail. Okay, you see someone, I'm going to move Gideon around a little bit. Over here, in a set of where the stairs kind of go down into the tunnel, someone got a gun belt hung. So there is a pistol there with the belt still attached. Looks like it still has some bullets in it. But 4, 6, 8, 10. It's about 12 yards away.
Okay, I'm going to head for that.
Okay, the notice roll was your turn. You can start moving there as your normal pace. What is your pace?
Normal pace is
probably 6.
Six.
Yeah. So you can move 3 squares in that direction. So you're halfway to it. And if you want to kind of...
No. Oh, you can move 6 squares. Each pace is 2 yards.
Yes.
So,
wow, really?
So you can get there. Go ahead and move yourself down. And you're kind of hunching over trying to get some protection from the seats around you too as well, I take it?
Yeah. Okay, so now is that this direction or that direction?
Down towards Gideon.
Okay, so it's about right here-ish?
Still up top though, up where the don't cross the lines. So you know, just I'll drop you about right. I'll drop you right there.
Ah, okay.
All right. So you run for it. You're able to retrieve the gun and gun belt.
Okay.
And, okay, someone's doing something down here.
Do 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 do. The place blows up. Ha ha ha! Cunning plan. Fortunately, the assassins are going to do us over.
Okay. Somebody is, actually, you guys probably wouldn't have noticed what's going on.
Okay, that's fine.
Alright,
are there three of them? Should there be three of them? Three assassins, who I assume are the other guys.
Well, there are, let's see, there are 4 other people down here. You only see 3, don't you? I'm missing one.
We've got 2. Yeah, we've got 2 at the moment. Not that we want more of them, but, you know, try to be fair.
That's why I grabbed the wrong guy. There. That's So there are four. There are four humans here. Oh, well, four
That's
Chinese
not
guys.
Enough.
Yeah, there are four Chinese guys here. They are going to try and slow you down as the ogres go about their business of destroying the wall to the box and trying to get inside.
Yeah.
These two, let's see. Yeah, they have, yeah, they kind of leap over in your direction and, let's see, they're not going to be able to reach you, so they're just going to head in this direction, screaming their battle cry as their hands are, they're barehanded, and they are dressed up in the Foo Fighter outfits, much like a lot of the contestants down there, actually. And actually, they can double pace it if it's their full move, so that's what they're going to do. Tink, tink. So two of them are going to jump out at you, Luke, since you were the person who just fired a pistol. And it is your turn, Luke.
So I can't move past them now?
That's a good question. Anyone remember if there's any kind of penalty if you're trying to get out of disengage from combat?
Yes, they would get a free attack. However, they nobody's just attacked move. Anybody, so it doesn't look as though they're actually in combat yet. So
oh, no, they're in melee. Right. They just could not attack. If you take a
right.
double move...
Right, so they're not in melee. Yes. They're not fighting him yet, because
that is true.
Nobody's
that
throwing is. Any punches. So he could safely run away from them, but...
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Maybe they got special stuff, I don't know.
Okay, so I'm moving up here towards these guys, and then I'm going to shoot at an ogre after I play a card.
Sort of.
Boom! I now have Giant Killer, which probably won't do anything, but I'll grab it anyway. D6 extra damage.
Okay.
Yeah, behold, the swing of battle has just been changed. Right. Pow pow! Yeah. Oh, I'll just... Pow pow! Pow pow! Look at me, I'm firing a gun! Woohoo!
Drawing more attention to yourself, that's exactly
Next.
What you're doing.
It's because I move. I can't aim and move at the same time.
You're up to young.
Yes.
Actually, I'm gonna blow a chip because I got a few of them. I'm gonna blow a chip and roll again.
Sure. Got
I got plenty of chips. That's better.
All right, hit that time, but not with the ray.
I still get the damage though.
Yep. Go ahead.
Did that roll the damage dice or not?
It rolled three, so I'm guessing so.
Right. Yes. Okay. Cool. 14 damages to the nearest ogre, who can resist easily because I don't even know if I got through his toughness. No, I got through his toughness. Woohoo!
No, you did.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why my ogre window wasn't coming up. Toughness of 11, so that leaves you 3 over.
He's stunned.
So just enough for. Okay, and now Young.
Well, who did. Which one of those three is stunned? The closest one? The furthest away one?
The
closest.
One to the left.
Yeah. Ogre number 2.
Okay.
Top
well,
left and right.
If these squares each represent, then I can close in on the ogres. Unless there's stuff in the way stopping me. As I have a pace of 8.
I tell you what. You're running to be able to get there, though, right? Or is your pace...
No, I've got a pace of 8. And
you have a pace of 8.
If I can count, that's 8 squares. Unless there's...
Yeah, you can get to the leg. Yeah, you can get him. Make me just an agility roll, just to see if you... Just don't fail it. You don't necessarily...
Yeah, don't want to trip
over anything. Number 1, you fall into the pit!
you're basically running along the tops of the chairs, is what which you do quite easily.
Yeah, I can do that quite easy, quite well.
So I'm going to drop you right there, the one that's shaking.
Right in my way of my gun. Excellent.
Hopefully I'll go before you and be able
to do that.
If
that's your pace, you still have an action.
Yep, I have actions. And, I'll just take the one shot at him, and try and take him down with my... where's my fighting roll? There we go.
Okay, Sarah, the other guys are all yours.
Dragon Ripping Claws go off. Pow!
Ooh!
His parry is 6.
No, he hit.
So that's a hit.
So, yeah, now do more than 11 points of damage.
Yeah, not sure.
No.
Not quite enough.
Yep. No. The hide is hard as rock. Get a very good shot in toward a vital area. Unfortunately, that vital area seems to be well protected by a density of skin.
Huh. I didn't mean that. Don't hit me.
And then, as you guys have gone forward there, the next two of this crew here is going... There they go. Sorry.
Yeah, Gun Fu is more powerful than ours.
Let's see. Actually, they're going to... Yeah, they can do this. All right, Young, they're going to go after you. You're within their pace. So, yeah, they come flying off of the small catwalk that they're on, landing around you. Since you're also a Foo Fighter, someone ganging up on you doesn't really do anything against you. But they're both going to attack you. Let's see here. All right, here's the first one. Ow!
Yeah, that would be a hit and a raise with a 16 there.
All right, well, he's using his Eagle Claw style. And an additional d6. Ooh, at ace.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ow. 14. Ow.
Yep, that's hit 2 wounds.
Yeah. He breaks at your eyes. That's the first one there. Now, do you want to do anything about it? Do you want to soak that?
Yeah, I'll try and soak it. Yeah. Ow. Oh, ooh. Horrible, horrible.
Well, you still have chips if you want to re-roll that roll.
Yes, I will. Yeah, and I will use that as a re-roll rather than adding a d6 as well.
Sure.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow. Well,
you're going
still
down.
Have chips. It's up to you. You can let it stand for the next attack, or...
That's me out. I'm out of chips.
You're out of chips. All right. Yep. The second one attacks then. Going on the momentum of the first. Oh, man.
Yep. And that is a hit and a miss as well. Just.
All right.
So you wanted to come back hollowed, right?
Oh, man.
Or you've just.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go incapacitated. I can't do anything without that.
You have no chips left, huh?
Well, are they killing him, or are they? Or just, is it a PC he goes incapacitated?
He goes to incapacitated, yeah.
I'll be making rolls on there.
All right.
Immediately, if I remember when Gideon went incapacitated.
Yep. Well, there goes the fight. Basically, yep, we don't.
Yeah, we're pretty fucked.
Yep.
That is Savage Worlds for you.
Alright, incapacitated.
Yep. Finally, we had that reinforcements card.
I'm trying to find it.
What was your next character you had in mind?
Hmm?
What was the next character you had in mind?
Got another one in mind, don't worry. Wow. No, I've looked at these.
Make an immediate vigor roll. Roll one or less, the character dies. Roll on the injury table, the injury is permanent, and the victim is bleeding out. If you fail, success, roll on the injury table, the injury goes away when all wounds are healed. Raise, roll on the injury table, the injury goes away in 24 hours or when all wounds are healed.
Okay, so start with the immediate vigor roll.
Yep. Let's see, you get 2 twos. That would really suck.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping not to do that. I had other plans for this, but I suppose I'll have to use it. Pow! But instead of making a result, instead of rolling to make a trick dice with a single automatic
didn't
raise.
Did you play a card last time?
Nope. I've got two cards in my hand, so.
And even if you did, this is a separate.
Okay.
Well, you didn't give us all the chips. You said this was going to be just a continuation.
I will still let someone do another card.
Okay, fine.
So I will succeed with a raise, which means I'm still incapacitated, but...
Yeah.
Injury,
and you...
Injury roll,
yep.
And it goes away in 24 hours.
2d6.
Nine.
It's high. Guts. Your character's... Catches one somewhere between the crotch and the chin. Roll d6 on the gut injury table.
Eagle claw to the crotch.
So it's broken. Agility.
Reduced. Die total. Ow.
Yep. That really sucks.
Right.
Okay. So that was nasty.
Inbound.
You know, of course, it's because Young just, you know, spent several rounds fighting some of the best fighters in Shanfan, and was, of course, winded from it. And that's how you can save your pride there.
Oh, there you go again.
Ogres go again. Lucky for you, they're not really concentrating on you.
They all go again first before us.
Yep. And let's see here.
Well, the cards want us to die.
Well, not just the cards.
Okay, yeah, that's enough. With their combined onslaught, they smash through the walls of
One of them was stunned.
That's true. I should roll him. And that is a spirit roll. Nope. So he doesn't make it. But it was not his smash that did it. It was that middle one. So the two of them enter in. This guy, you know what? I'm just going to spin the chip to make him unstunned, and he will follow his friends.
Yay, he's spinning chips.
So they go inside, and you can start to hear the screaming from inside now. The booth was, for the most part, soundproof. Not so much now.
Damn it, I gave them a freaking chance to get him out of there.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yep, they may have gotten out. You haven't seen
them. No idea. No, but now they're going to come and stab me up.
All right, the two that were on Young, seeing as Young has gone down, will leap over to Luke.
Yep.
And unfortunately, Luke, you can be taking advantage of for multiple attacks.
Yep.
So, first one is going to take a swing at you.
Oh, don't click so much. Oh!
Ignore the second one.
Happily.
So, the four hits you. What's your parry?
Six.
Ah, so no, he misses.
But does that include the gang bonus?
Well, the gang bonus is just plus one per, so it would just be a five. Still missing.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
This one does hit you, however.
Ow! Stop hitting me!
And also going for the crotch area with Eagle Claw.
That won't be hard to hit me. No, that hits really well. Mm-hmm. That's one and a wound.
You want to soak or do you want to leave it as...
The assassins are next, and they're going to probably come after me or after. I'll soak. I'll try and soak. Figure. I'm going to success. So does that count?
Which soaks a wound, and if that soaks all your wounds, it means
you're not even stunned. Yep.
So, sweet! You're good. I'm good. Next guys, come at me.
Yep. The assassins down here. Actually, they are looking around for a threat. Let's see if they saw Sarah or not. They did not see Sarah, so yes, they are going to come at you too. Fortunately, there are four people around.
Yeah, and I got the giant killer, which does nothing against a group of people.
Alright, so the first one attacks. He's going to get the raise.
Yeah, kind of.
This guy isn't as good as your guy, so damage.
That still hits. Shaken. Hmm.
Leave with that, and the next guy also attacks. It's gonna be 3, 4, 5, 6. What's your parry?
Six.
So that's gonna hit. And he, however, only does a single point.
Nope. I am apparently shaken.
There is a mass of Chinese guys on the poor white Canadian as he's being pummeled to death.
Not much I can do about that. That's a spirit roll to unshake.
Yeah, or just spend a chip to be
It's a free spirit roll in many ways. So.
Yes, it is. Well, it.
Yeah, but see, which means is, unless you make it with a raise, you're unshaken, but you can't act.
Yep.
Yeah. So I have unshooken.
Okay, you have unshooken. And Young, continue.
Yeah, you need to remove me from the tracker.
I'm gonna
because I mess up the I mess up the odds with my edge otherwise.
All right, and guy makes it to the top of the box, and he starts shooting, but not at you.
Ooh, that's amazing.
Wow, I don't know what he's shooting at, but he hit it. So that he's shooting at Big Ear 10, and he's the one behind all this whole attack.
Right,
Eh, crap, I didn't drop a gun on him. Somebody who's got a six shooter. What are the stats for a basic,
2d6 plus one.
That's what I'm using. The cult peacemaker.
With armor piercing of one, should it matter.
Hmm.
2d6 plus one for a six shooter?
Yeah.
13.
That's a lot of dice.
Okay, one of the guys around you goes down.
Come on, Raven.
And Sarah, it is your turn.
Two of the guys around me went down.
I'll drop them back on. Go ahead, Sarah.
He is so powerful, you don't know if he's there or not.
Sarah. Sorry, the gun I picked up is a what?
Same kind of gun.
That's a six shooter?
Plus one. Six shooter.
Okay, it's loaded. It's okay. Alright, and the bad guys
You're medium range at the moment.
Medium range. Yeah. Okay, so
you can move and fire into
short.
Okay, then I want to try to do that, move and fire and get short range. I'll let you move me so you can you. Alright. And
there are three people surrounding Luke. Now, do keep in mind that you're also firing into a melee. So, if you roll a one on the shooting roll, that could be bad for Luke. Could be.
Not could necessarily. Be. I'm still going to shoot. And is there any bonuses to shooting with this? Or is it just straight?
Nope, just a straight shooting roll.
Nope.
So, but you you just go wide. You don't hit anyone.
I'm gonna spend a chip.
Sure.
On that, and that would give me a plus two reroll, right?
Reroll, yeah. Yep. Unless you're spending a red one for a plus six.
Roll, no, plus I'm going to reroll.
Okay.
Reroll.
Oh, that'll hit.
Wow.
That hits with a raise. Very nice. All right, so 3d6 plus one.
Okay. And the plus one.
Seven. All right, and which one were you firing at? Assassin 1, Assassin 2, or the Captain?
Assassin 2.
And don't forget to get in before you do the next round.
Yep. Assassin 2 has a toughness of 5.
So, ooh, shake him. Yep, he is.
All right. And we're on the new round. Goes first. Let's see. He's still here with you, Luke, so, yeah, unfortunately, he's going to attack you. Oh, he misses. Wow.
Ooh, no, he doesn't.
Oh, that's right. The gang 4, 5, 6 would be equal to.
Yeah. Okay. I wish he did, but no, he doesn't.
4 points of damage.
That, however.
That's below your death.
That, yeah. Ow! Stop hitting me there.
Tony is taking the advantage of being able to use one of his abilities to aim for free here.
Oh, he's got marksman too. Sweet.
Yes, he does. He's going to try and pick off another one of these guys. Ah, there we go.
Yeah. Aww.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points. And that is enough to kill another one off.
Oh, shot an assassin, not the captain?
And,
so, did he shoot the stunned one?
Yes, yeah. He shot the stunned
one. Okay. Fair enough. Technically, I can shoot someone, can't I? Even though they're in melee with me.
Just means you're trying to hit that parry rather than.
Okay. Well, sure, I might as well do that then because I've got my gun. Either I have to like, drop my gun or do makeshift combat or whatever the hell that thing is, which is stupid. okay, I shall shoot the guy, the captain. Okay. But since I didn't move, I get my plus two marksman. Odd, but there you go. Boom, 8.
Captain's parry is only 7, so you hit.
Aha! He's not a giant, so just straight. Woohoo! Blow his head off.
And yes, there he goes.
Stop hitting me!
Former captain, now bloody spot on the ground. Now, however, the ogres are... you're hearing more screaming, and you see a body go flying out of the hole. It was actually Big Ears Tam. The mouth of Tam goes flying out of the hole in a bloody wreckage of what used to be a human.
The mouth of Tam being one of the servants, not the actual mouth.
No, obviously. Not the actual mouth.
Which would have been impressive in itself, but
all right.
Yeah.
All right, Gideon, you find yourself in a pretty much abandoned arena floor. It's packed about 2 inches high with sawdust. Looks like there's been recently a scuffle going on down here. Yeah, considering that this was unarmed combat day, when everyone is showing off their favorite foo moves. But anyway, there's shooting and gunfire going up on the rafters there to your right. You really can't, since there's a wall, there's a 6-foot, no, it was an eight-foot wall between you and the first row of stairs, and then stairs up into like a stadium type of area. So, Gideon, what do you want to do?
Try to rush up the stairs.
Okay, give me a climbing roll.
It's going to be a climbing roll.
Yeah, there's no actual stairs down here. You've got to get up over this 8-foot wall first.
Shrug my shoulders and walk away. I'm not getting over that.
Oh, my greatest enemy.
You could try and you can give me a notice roll and try and find a set of stairs that would get you up there. If you don't want to climb.
I'm not climbing.
All
right. Should the assassin have gone first? What? Where are we up to?
No, it's Ogre Gideon. Assassin's last.
I see Ogre Sierra Assassin.
It's just up that odd placement. All right,
okay. I've refreshed. I kind of different.
Yeah, that's calling on the Lord for trivial things. All right, I will try for a notice check.
Okay. Oh wow.
Yep.
Notice everything.
So you don't immediately see any stairs, but you do see there's some scaffolding in the corner over here that you could throw up against the wall and be able to kind of scamper up it pretty easily.
All right. That is what I do.
Then I will let you be up over at the end of this round here. So you're climbing, and at the end of the round you'll make it up, and you'll be good for the next round. Sarah.
Okay. I am going to pop up and shoot at, I guess this is assassin number one.
Okay.
Yep. Unless you want to shoot one of us. Yeah, possibilities.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, you hit him. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay. All right. That is app.
Boom.
That's
7-3.
For a non-wild card, it goes down.
Toughness 7. No, toughness 5. Okay.
Okay.
I duck back behind the seat.
Sure.
Boom.
Okay, so the ogres do some more damage in here. You see more body bits being thrown out the back. You hear some more sound of breaking wood. And Sarah, it's up to you. It's you again. You don't see any more combatants around. You see Gideon climbing over the rail right here behind you.
And of course, okay.
You did see those three ogres where Tam was.
And you probably do know that a certain person has fallen over and hasn't gotten back up again.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no one else around Young? Okay,
well, there is a figure crouched right here on the edge of the railing that's got his gun out, and he's kind of sweeping the area. You would have seen him actually shoot down a couple of the other...
Okay.
Whether he's friend then or foe... Actually, you know who he is. He's the sheriff that had seen... that had his eyes on Young earlier.
Okay, then I'm going to head over to Young and start giving him treatment.
Stabilize him.
Stabilize him.
It's far enough that you can get there this turn, which you cannot start stabilizing.
That's fine.
And Luke, what are you doing, Luke?
Going after the ogres and reloading, because I've used half my bullets, so I'll just reload that while I go after them.
Alright, give me notice roll.
Do, 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 do. Where's my notice? Do I have notice? I have notice! I notice something.
Oh, okay. The inside of the box is just, it's just gore from, you know, floor to ceiling, bits of bone, bits of flesh, and blood just sprayed all over the place. There are still two ogres in here that seem to be finishing off, the retinue that came with, Big Ears Tam. One of them is running off down the opposite end. It looks like he had broken a hole in the wall where there used to be a door. You do not immediately see Tam anywhere. And you can take an action as well.
Well, I was reloading.
So you're gonna be reloading as well?
Yeah. I'll do a snapshot at minus penalties. What the hell? What's the worst that can happen? There's no one else alive.
You might draw their attention! That would be pretty bad.
That's half the plan in some ways. No, I miss everything.
Gideon.
Yeah, you would.
No, because I'm at a minus penalty with multi-action.
Yeah, no.
Reloaded.
All right. Yep, I'm agreeing with you.
So Gideon, you got up here, so you haven't actually even seen the ogres. You don't know what's going on in that building. You see lots of four dead bodies of very colorfully dressed Chinamen.
You?
Well... a gunman over here who seems to be kind of just looking around.
Oh, this is super awkward, and I don't see my friends.
You would have caught the back of Luke as he was running into this this box.
Oh,
the captain's dead, isn't he?
What's that?
The captain on the tracker is dead.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I'll just hop over and do a full move up and to Sarah, because that's pretty much all I can do.
Alright.
Like, what's happening here? Also, quick note to Sharon. Healing takes 10 minutes for natural healing. So, yeah. Which is a thing.
But I can stabilize him, though, first, yes. Can I?
Well, there's... Okay.
Yeah, they should have a stabilized action be a lot quicker.
They do. Basically, once someone can slap some compression on, you stop bleeding out at that point.
Right, but he's
although,
not bleeding
because
out.
I made my roll, I'm not bleeding
You're out. Not bleeding out, right.
Yeah. Right, so, so
if he were bleeding out, that being a person can do that without spending 10 minutes. Okay. But that basically takes up the whole... He's got to stay there, though, to hold, you know, to hold the clock down to keep you from bleeding out. So either way, you're out of the conflict for most part.
Suppose you know,
you could shoot with one hand and take the multi-action penalty, I suppose.
Yeah. Actually, I'll just move up halfway, and then I will cast Quickness on myself, because things are happening, and I do not like those things.
All right. See if your lord hears you.
Yeah.
After that crack about the whale, you know.
Yes, he really wants to talk to me. As I say, give me this Lord speed my actions, and
he shouts at you, move faster, boy!
Yeah, pretty much. He goes, you're not going quick enough! Move quicker! I redraw on any initiative cards lower than an 8 each round.
Okay.
And I get to resolve 2 turns per round. So, given that's... Yeah, I guess that's my first turn. And then I will... But I can't take the same action. So I'll come over here and draw my weapon.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, you can. It's a new turn.
Oh, I can take... Two of the same.
It's a second turn.
It's a completely new turn.
Okay. Well, then I will cast healing on Young. Oh, well, I don't draw my gun. Quick edit reality. And bam. Well, the Lord heals you for 2 wounds there, Young.
Get up and move.
Leave some wounded and stunned. But just as Tony comes by and slaps handcuffs on you. You see the man is wearing a badge, by the way, there, Gideon, and he just nonchalantly slaps a cuff onto Young's hands as he's stirring around there.
Super awkward.
He looks down at Young and says, and says, "Didn't think I forgot your face. You just lay there. I'll take care of you later." And he is checking out the hole over here. Doesn't explain himself to you, Gideon, or Sarah. Just and of course, yeah, he would have said that to you in Chinese there, Young.
Yep. Awkward. All right.
Okay. Dink. And Gideon, 6, so I need to redraw for you, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Dead ogre is no longer shaken either. Ooh, that worked out for you.
All right. Yeah.
Does that joker apply to both tunes?
I mean, it's the same card in two separate turns. I'll look it up later, but for now, sure. I'll give it to you.
All right. Gosh, this is super regretful, because I can do a lot of really cool stuff. All right, well, shrug my shoulders and just go over here to see Luke and go, oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, great.
See two ogres finishing off the remains of a couple of Chinamen who you probably don't recognize.
It's super unacceptable. But I'm a preaching man and not so much a killing man.
Are you a stunning man?
I could try that. I will go ahead and try to stun them, although they are super vigorous, so this is not a smart action. It's my action.
Well, you do two actions.
So, yeah, they have to make a vigor roll at some kind of negative.
We'll make a vigor roll and see if we kick. They're probably going to need like 50 or something.
Yep.
Well, the two that are in the room, here's the first one. Did really well.
He takes a negative 500 to all of his rolls.
With a failure, I'm going to assume that first one is stunned, so we will just call him stunned so we don't have to look up anything. And what's your second action?
I will go ahead and cast Smite on my weapon and on the other guy's weapon here. I will touch his arm and cast Smite on his weapon as well.
Yeah, question. When you cast Smite on a gun, does that actually help, or do you have to cast Smite on a particular bullet?
No, Smite is one full load of ammunition.
One full load.
Oh. Okay, cool.
Wow.
Apparently that's... God doesn't think so.
No. I will go ahead and re-roll that because I don't want to, my faith to go down.
Barely. Barely. Yep.
But barely is good enough. You're so going to take plus 2 to weapon damage.
Okay.
Unfortunately, just a plus 2.
Yep. It would have been a plus 4 with a raise.
Yep.
What they got for their blades.
Yep.
Okay, come on.
All right, Tony is going to lay down some lead in here. Well, that was your second turn, right? Second
action. Yep, but I still move. I go, oh, Lord, and back out of the room. I no longer want to be here.
Well, Tony slides in to fill the gap, and he's going to unleash a hail of bullets here. At least, yeah, it's that first one, not the second one. For some reason, it's doubling everything. Okay, so 2d6 plus. This will hit with the raise. 3d6 plus 1. Ah, not enough to beat the toughness, though. So, yeah, Tony is this gunfighter. He. Never, not really met before. Standing side by side, you hear Luke and starts unloading on one of the ogres. It doesn't seem to be very effective, though. Good shot! The bullets don't seem to go. And Luke?
Actually, I think because I moved last round, I don't get marksman this round. I have to not move.
Yeah. You have to not move this turn.
Yeah, to get it next time? Or to get it this time?
No, to get it this time.
You.
Okay, alright, then fine.
Same because he had to move around. Gideon,
so. Yeah. I shall shoot the stunned one, and shouldn't be too hard to hit. Yeah, I think I hit him. That's all right. 15 points of damage.
Oh, nice.
That's a stun and a wound. So yeah, they had 11 last time, so. Soak that. You got like a D12 vigor, so that shouldn't be a problem.
No problem.
Yeah, there you go.
He's not even stunned now.
Isn't he? Okay, yeah, no. Okay, cool. I'm glad I helped you out there. Turn.
Yeah, so each of these guys are going to rush you and Tony. The guy, the ogre in the back, is actually going to do something sneaky.
Sneaky
away.
Well, one of them should roll for being shaken.
No, he made his roll. He's no wounds and no shaking.
Right. No, for me, for my shaking, I shook one.
No, because he got the bigger.
One of them. There were only two in the room. One made it. Yeah. One didn't. The one that didn't was the one that was shaking.
Right.
And shot.
And then you shot the shaken one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said he shot the shaken one. So.
Well, yeah, because if I hit him, then actually that should have been I hit him because then that should have been two wounds actually.
Yeah,
but he soaked it all anyway.
That's the thing.
So yeah. So having shooting the shake, that's what you do. You shake someone, then you shoot them because then you don't have to worry about then you're not using an AA shooting vision to shake them.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the one on damage. You now, Luke, is to pound on you.
Yeah, he does. Ow, I'm hurt.
Mystical sword. No, he misses. I'm sure your parry is greater than 4.
Yep.
And 2.
Yep.
Oh, Tony, not so lucky. No, not so lucky.
That's only the one hit. It's not a didn't get a raise.
Well, fortunately, it's a lot of damage. Plus 2 because they were enchanted, so 12 points.
What's his toughness of 6? That's just a hit and a raise.
Yep, sure is. Tony is a wild card. I will go ahead and try to make a bigger roll for him. Oh, Tony's fine. he shrugs it off.
And he spent a chip, I assume?
He did.
All right, Sarah.
Okay, can I move up to behind Tony and Luke?
Yes.
And is that movement going to take away all of my actions? Can I move and play a card as well?
Yeah,
you can always play a card.
Okay, I want to play a card first.
Nice.
Plus
okay.
Two
allies. Okay.
Stand.
Yep. And neither of them are shaken?
Amazingly, no.
Okay, and then I will... Can I shoot, over Luke's shoulder?
Yeah, but it would still be considered shooting into melee, so just don't roll a 1 on your shooting die.
Okay.
So when does the 1 on the shooting die mean that you've cocked up the gun versus shot someone in combat?
Well, in this case, you guys are actually not so bad off, because since the ogres are larger, they count as more than one target in the ability to...
Yeah, but rolling a 1 when you're shooting generally means your gun's misfired.
So does that hit?
Yeah, should do.
Okay, so roll my damage. 2d6 plus 1. Okay.
And you need a raise in order to even touch them, pretty much. You need to get these ace of 6. No, if you get ace of 6.
It's called the innocent bystander rule. See what happens when you shoot into a melee.
That's 8.
No.
And their toughness is
11.
So I'd have to spend.
You can't.
Unless you've got an
edge. If you got a red chip or a blue chip, you can throw an extra D6. But that
you can never. Not on damage rolls. Never on damage rolls. Unless you have a specific card or a specific.
That is true. Yeah, it's a skill roll, which damage is not a skill roll.
Yeah, you need the average for it.
Real quick, Young should get a card, right? He's alive now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll throw him back in.
Alright.
Yeah, then, that's just a pot shot. Then.
And actually, I'll just let Young go at the end of the round, since he... What are you doing, Young? You are handcuffed, but...
Nothing. Well...
Are you still shaking? You have to unshake, or...?
I guess so.
He is still shaking, because he was still a -1.
Hmm.
Oh, -2.
card. Negative two.
Okay, fine. That's it.
Boom. Oh, sorry, yeah. Oh, I also neck healed you, so yeah.
Yeah, you're just down to a negative one right now.
No, so, you removed the incapacitated, and then...
Oh, really?
It would.
Ogres go!
Of course they do. Why wouldn't they go?
At least they didn't get a joker. Yeah.
You're lucky they're not wild cards.
I don't think you'd throw wild card ogres at us at this point.
Well, that's a hit.
With Ow! Race,
well, not a raise.
Not a raise. It's a hit.
Okay, so you have to add plus two to this damage because they have the purplish glow still going on their swords. Oh, that's nasty.
Okay.
I don't want
to. Oh, my gosh!
Remember, they have plus two parry and plus two toughness.
Yeah, plus two parry ain't going to. This still gets past any
plus two toughness.
Are they hitting, are they hitting me or are they hitting.
That was you.
That was me. I think I go down now.
That's 30. Excellent. Yeah.
Toughness of six. That's like plus five, six wounds or something.
So make an immediate vigor roll.
Caps at three wounds, and yeah, there's not really any point in making a vigor roll because you can't get rid of all the negatives.
Right, but you got to make an immediate vigor roll.
Immediate vigor roll.
Okay,
you can't chip this.
Right.
Well, you could also try to soak it if you really thought you would.
But remember, if you're trying to soak it, you have to soak all the negative, not just negative three. All the negatives is what you have to try.
Well,
to soak.
In order to be uninjured, yes.
No, if he's at negative 10, for instance, he has to soak at least negative nine of those.
Well,
you catch that?
No, he has to soak. If he's getting 10 wounds, he has to soak enough. So that he can
still
take
seven.
If he's got 10, then he can take seven.
He has to soak seven wounds, right? That's a
hell of a lot. But
yeah.
It's still possible, but or you can save those chips on the vigor roll for the incapacitation. Either one.
I'm better off, I think, using the one for incapacitation at this point.
Well, you have a lot of chips. You can do them on both.
I got three chips. Yeah, that whole giant killer one's going to waste in some ways.
Yep.
I'm just trying to work something out. No, I need to roll basically around about a 28 myself.
Pretty much.
No, I'll just go for a straight vigor incapacitation roll.
Oh, do you have any red or blue?
Yeah.
The extra D roll, if you want to attempt that.
Yeah.
Odds are against me. Not impossible.
Yes. Yes.
Odds are against me.
All right, make your incapacitation roll then.
That's not great.
Make it, but not with a raise.
No.
So roll on the damage table.
What would a raise give me?
No.
The damage roll only lasts for 24 hours instead of it being possibly permanent.
Eh. Chicks love this car.
As long as it's not in the groin. All right, make your capacity. Or you can just do slash roll. How does the table roll on this again? Check something.
Oh, yeah, there is the how you do the injury roll. Yeah. Did work it out at some point.
Yeah, it's slash table.
It's 2d6.
Slash table injury.
Yeah. Six. That's to the guts. Roll a d6 on the guts injury table. Oh, congratulations.
Oh, reduce the die type. So that's permanently or until I get rid of the wounds or what?
You succeeded until you get rid of all the wounds.
Okay. So I'm now at minus two, minus three, minus seven. No, as I'm a wildcard, I only go to minus.
You only go to minus three.
Yeah, you're only minus three.
You're incapacitated. Okay, minus three.
Doink, 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 and I'm falling on the ground and going, ow.
Yeah, and the next
night, night time.
Next over is going to hit at Tony. Mrs. Tony. And Young.
No.
I'm not still now, right? Cuffed. So,
yeah,
I will just try breaking the cuffs, I guess.
You can,
Before you even attempt that, I play Mechanical malfunction. Point. Your cuffs break.
So Young starts just twisting at him.
I flex.
Yeah, Tony didn't put him on very well. It is
possible. Oh, of all the cards you could have played that we had, that may have helped you.
All right, so that's not an action. Card was played on your benefit. So what do you want to do, Young?
Shoddy Chinese workmanship.
Wow.
I stand up this round, I guess, and...
Oh, yeah, probably. Luke probably went flying there after that hit.
I think probably went through the floor down, straight down.
Hopefully near me. Somewhere near me.
I stagger in the general direction over here to see what's
going on. Yeah, roll a d6 to see how many yards I flew through the air.
We'll just move you back. But you got knocked out of the hole there, so you're going to be kind of half in, half out. Gideon.
All right.
Unless, Young, you wanted to do anything, just moving that small of an air isn't really an action.
Yeah, no, not really, right.
Well, and assist the situation is basically probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. There's an awful lot of blood in there. An awful lot of blood. Sheriff seems to be facing down two ogres.
Okay, Young, if you're adjacent to me now, you're also plus two toughness and parry.
Yep. Oh, okay. I hadn't thought of that. That's close.
And Gideon.
All right. The Lord must really want me to heal this today. So I will go over to newly damaged guy and go, by the power of the Lord!
The ogres seem to have a penchant.
Yes! Ooh,
with a raise.
Yeah. Yep. They seem to have a penchant for hitting people in the groin, though.
Help, tell your town to negative two! And I'll wander over to Young and say, not done with you yet!
You're going to try to heal Young as well?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yep. Well, technically, you could have healed me twice.
Yeah, but I don't like you that much. You're an outsider. Young, on the other hand, is the protagonist! He must stay up!
He's an American.
No, God disagrees.
What the hell? I'm really good at this, I say. You just get back another wound.
She leads you to one wound.
Stop pointing at the ogres and slap you in the back and say, get on in there, champ!
Sarah, it's you and the officer of the law that seem to be facing down two just, you know, bloody, raving mad ogres.
Okay. I am going to take a shot at whichever one is physically closest to me.
Sure, that'll be the one on the right, we'll say.
Okay.
Can you use chips to make, like in Fate, you can say the situation set up in a particular way, or...
If you're not looking for something in the situation, just ask, and if I think it's likely, I'll just...
Okay.
Okay, and is that a hit?
No raise. Yes, a hit, but no raise.
If I chip that, could I get a raise?
Well, once again,
if you do a chip with a bus.
Chips only give you a re-roll or an additional D6. There's no adding points onto.
Yeah, and...
Okay, so...
Unless you're aiming for ogres, just so you know, Sarah, or I'm sorry, there, Sharon, the real way to get rid of ogres is to aim for a vital spot and take a negative four to your roll, and that's
pretty much the only
way we're going to fight them.
Or get lucky on your bullet shot, as is you hit and can roll your damage, so you want to try and do something else.
Or that roll. Or roll like the GM has been rolling against us all night long.
Hey, the GM rolls very poorly against you, so the worm has turned.
Not against me, sir. Not against me. He normally rolls quite well.
So it's damage. 11. You actually shake one.
Well, this you 6 explodes.
Oh, yeah, roll this 6. Six.
So it explodes again. It keeps exploding, no matter what you roll.
Wow.
So, yeah, hit with a wound.
15, there you go.
16.
Oh, sorry, yep.
Actually, these aren't wild cards, so she just took one down.
Oh, then I should have taken one down before when I hit it with two wounds.
Yep, no, but it vigor rolled. I have no chips left to vigor roll this one, however.
Okay.
Yeah, I am out of chips.
Sweet.
Sweet.
So your little pea shooter took one out, and Tony is now, he looks at you a little miffed, and now is going to try and repeat your great shot there.
Oh, way to go.
Rolls a one. Well, they're not melee with anyone, so.
Well, no, there was one that was killing him. It was murdering
him. Right,
no, that one's down. One. Yeah, that one's down. So. Unfortunately, he does not break its armor. And he looks even more miffed at the fact that Sarah took one down. Luke, you're still shaking because you still had a wound left, so you need to unshake.
Right. Okay. It's a spirit roll.
Yes.
To unshake, yep.
I unshake.
Yes.
I'm feeling a little bit better now.
One ogre left with Gideon Stewart getting the Joker.
Oh, in that case, we've just lost our plus two.
We just lost our plus two.
Yeah, and I just looked it up. I cannot cast two spells in the same round. That is
in the same turn.
Right. It's the... Yeah, I'll show you later. But
we'll just keep it as it is for now, yep. And we'll figure it out later. So what do you want to do?
All right. Well, in that case, heal!
Who are you healing? You've got two.
I am. I'm going to heal Young first, because I'm right next to Jung. And hey, Young, you're all right now. And then I'll go over to Luke and say,
Dragons?
This is for the best!
Ooh.
You are now up to full.
The slap of healing.
Yup. As I
go. And my crotch feels better as well. Excellent.
No, you're still for 24 hours. Oh, no, you're...
No, until the wounds go away. Yep, the whole 24-hour thing is a bit of a misnomer when you can just heal this easily.
Well, if you have a whole man, sure. Otherwise, healing is not so easy.
Well, no, we've got Sharon. Sharon's pretty good at healing as well. She would have taken with her pretty quickly. If you've got no access to healing, then it's a bit of a pain otherwise.
Yeah. All right, so that leaves the ogre that is left, and he is going to... he's going to get sneaky here. He sees you taking out his friends. All right, time for a sorcery roll.
Yeah.
Oh, he fails. He looks a little bewildered. No, here's what he does, since he got a one on it. He gets a big grin on his face, and he goes on his tiptoes, like he's trying to sneak around, as if he thinks that you can't see him. And he's trying to sneak around Tony, who's still tracking him with his eyes. what are you doing, Sarah? You've got this little prancing ogre who's like walking very gingerly so as to not make any noise. He's still, like, right in front of you. He's trying to sneak by Tony. He's trying to make for the hole in the back wall.
Headshot.
Well, is he doing a cold shot, or are you just trying to get him?
A cold shot would mean you need to roll minus four to your shooting roll, but would do more damage.
Yeah, headshot.
Okay. All right,
cool.
Go for a headshot.
Go ahead.
She did it.
Yeah. Boom, with her eyes.
Wow. She did it.
That's a headshot with a raise. So that's plus four damage for the headshot.
And
the additional d6 for the raise as well. So, if you don't kill it, then...
3d6 plus 5.
Yep.
And you just need to get it. You need to get...
Don't roll one.
Yeah. It's got an 11 toughness, and you got to do one wound.
There you go.
That'll do it. You blow the back of his head off as he's trying to sneak away. In plain view of everyone.
Okay, just to be cheesy, I blow in the end of the gun.
Tony looks at you with just raw hatred in his eyes as he starts picking around the corpses as if he's looking
for someone. So did we get all three?
You'd only see two ogres in here.
I'm sort of asking, and as I'm sort of slowly getting to my... feeding it. Did we get all three? To alert the fact that there were three?
Well, let's hold on a second. Tony is going to get a notice roll here, see how fast he figures this out. He seems to be picking up the heads of the different people here as if he's looking for someone in particular. And then when you say three ogres, he looks around, makes a connection, and runs for the hole in the wall on the back end. What are the rest of you guys doing?
Following.
Yeah. Following.
Tech Tam, if Tony dies, it's Acorn. It's okay, I say. Tam is most important. If you have to sacrifice Tony to save Tam.
Should Tony have minus one wounds just on the initiative tracker? I'm pretty sure he shouldn't.
He's had it since the beginning, so.
Yeah.
I figure he took a damage somewhere else.
Yep.
Oh.
Right, so does everyone run after Tony? Or
yep.
Sarah, Gideon, everyone else, Luke?
Do we see Tam? I mean, can I see Tam anywhere in the room? Okay.
Well, there's a lot of gore here. I mean, if you want to pick through the bodies to make sure, but...
I'm not pausing. I gave them a warning shot. Should have been getting away by now.
Yeah, yep. Follow Tony.
I will also run. Not as swiftly as I had been moving the past few seconds.
Okay. You run down the back stairway, and it kind of clears the auditorium, starts going up a slope, and you see a very interesting sight. Tam is floating in the air with his back to the ground, legs and arms kind of flailing around, screaming, and he looks over at you guys, and in Chinese, as he sees you, young, he yells, "If I die, you'll never get the key!" He's floating a good 7 feet in the air on his back. I missed that. What did you say, Richard?
He told us to kill Tony. Oh.
Young, you're first. What are you doing?
I look around for whoever's causing this, whatever's going on, to go on.
Give me a notice roll. You don't see anything. He's just kind of floating in the air on his back, about 7 feet in the air.
Oh, I just run to underneath where he's floating, and as I figure the ogre is about that tall, I just charge straight into it.
Oh, fair enough.
You just go run into him?
Okay. Yeah, if he's there, then you go.
Is this tool considered part of the same combat, or are we technically?
No, we'll call this a new combat. There was some movement.
Fair enough. Age.
Okay, I want to take this pause to reload then.
Yep.
Ooh, good news. I'm actually still quickened. Never mind, that was well.
Aha. Okay, so effects of invisibility is -4 to be detected or attacked. So I guess make an attack roll, Young, but at -4.
I'm just running into the space where he should be. I'm not.
So you're not really attacking. You're just trying to run into.
I'm not attacking. I'm just running straight ahead to go, "Hey, look, he's right here," because that's where I figure he is.
Bull rush.
I figure he's got him on his back, sort of thing, and he's far.
So, is there an action for bull rush?
No.
Push, maybe. I guess.
It'd be an agility based roll anyway.
Yeah, his thing is so much larger and masses more, and he's not like he's going to be able to.
I'm just running there to show the others.
I get you. I'm just trying to think of what the effect would be. Is all. I understand you're not doing like an action person.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a fighting role as he just steps.
I don't want to say it's an opposed agility role, because I'm pretty sure he wouldn't want to be buzzed into by Young.
Well, sort of.
Well, when I posted the reward with penalties.
No, just the way I'm envisioning it, things actually got us back to you. He's about to bring Tony down and slam him over his leg and break his back. So he doesn't necessarily see Young running into him.
By rule the night!
I tell you what, let's do this. Since you are definitely going to hit them, there's really no way you can miss if you're aiming right for the place he was. Give me a vigor roll.
A vigor roll.
Give me a vigor roll. This thing masses quite a bit more than you. Really tough.
Well, there's a three.
Okay, yeah. You slam into the ogre, you know, getting its attention. Unfortunately, it does, I'm going to say, I don't want to say you're stunned because that's a big effect, but, we'll say you're knocked to your, you're knocked down off of your feet.
No, right.
So you're going to at least have to take a movement action to get up, but yeah, you definitely hit something solid when you ran into the thing. And yes, everyone sees this as you
it's there. Bounce off. There! I've shown you. I have left my imprint in its back. Dented the invisibility.
Look, here's what I'm going to do. Since you can see the guy floating in the air, you see the area that Young ran into. Instead of it being a -4, it'll be a -2, since you do have some idea as to where to aim.
Right. Would Maxman count in the situation?
Since you're aiming for a spot in the air, sure. I'm just not going to let you make called shots. You really can't see ahead.
No, I wouldn't. Okay, well, it negates that. So just a straight shoot with a gun. Pow! I pow! Nothing exciting. And I don't have Giant Killer anymore. So,
nor do you hit Tam, which is the other possibility.
Don't have Giant Killer. I don't have Smite either. So here's an annoying ping off his hide. Annoying ping off his hide.
Gideon, same deal. Since you kind of know where he is, it's still going to be a -2 since you have nothing specifically to sight on or see, but you know something's there.
I am going to cast... I'm going to recast Smite on pretty much everybody in this who's on our top. On our team. Go team us.
Does that include Tony?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is on team us. So let's see if, well.
Oh, no.
What the fuck? Wow. I'm really good at casting miracles, I swear.
Your god does not like you. Do you have any chips left?
Yeah, I have one. I'm just going to take a fatigue level. Okay.
Not fair enough. And the ogre goes snap.
Well, no, then I get... Damn it. He's not a wild card. Oh, no, I already used my card.
Uh-oh, I do remember this is a separate combat volley, so is your double movement thing still going on?
It would be going for 6 rounds.
Would have been up already. So,
then I'm dead. All right, dead in the water, so is Tam. All right,
yep.
Ogre. All right, yeah. There is a sickening snap as the ogre brings Tam down over an invisible leg, and then his body goes rolling off of him. And Tony, unfortunately, just a little too slow, gets a shot off in the area that he thinks he should be shooting. So you said his weapon was increased as well?
Nope.
Oh, you didn't get it off, that's right.
Yep.
He's going to hit, but not with a raise because he's at a -2. Because he can't see the thing well.
If he's got marksman and he hasn't moved, then that counts.
That's
true. He's at a -1, but though, so.
Still not going to be a raise.
Yeah. No.
Now, unfortunately, without Tam floating there, you're not sure where the ogre is anymore. Sarah.
I have a plan.
Okay, so it's shooting at -4?
Yeah, -4 because now you really don't know where it
is. And, damn it, and did Tam just fall right to the ground, or is was propelled in any direction, like towards me?
Yeah, he's kind of propelled away from you a little bit. Give me a notice roll, seeing as you are a medic-y sort and all.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to take a... What's the floor made of here? Floor is made of dirt? Okay, I'm going to pick up, like, large handful of dirt and try to throw it at where I think the ogre is to try to maybe get dirt on the ogre.
Sure. That was the plan. Sounds like a trick to me, so, sure. Let us,
Since you're kind of throwing in an area, give me an agility roll, and he's going to use his smarts to try and not figure out what you're doing.
What is a spell? Oh,
can I chip that and re-roll it?
Yeah.
Yep. It's a trait.
Okay.
You can always spend chips on trait rolls. Pretty much anything but damage is trait rolls, except a few special things.
Yeah, better.
It's better.
Alright, and it is actually not that dull.
But this is, yeah, it is a spellcaster. He can't be that stupid.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it does kind of figure out what you're trying to do and is able to not be.
So, wildcard?
Did roll two?
Yeah. Yep, you've been rolling two for them the entire
time. No, it hasn't been rolling a d6. It's only been rolling a single die.
We've seen two shadows.
Yeah.
It's not like the D6 got there anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, it's not clicked as a wild card, so I'm not sure what the shadow's coming from. Okay. But yeah, anyway, it does figure out what you're trying to do, so it is not where you threw the dust. And that will take up your turn. But it is your turn again.
Okay. It is my turn again. Okay. All right, when I threw the... Okay, I'm going to try to make my way towards Tam.
Yeah, these things, they're gutted. Yeah.
Like, around the edge and towards Tam. That's my...
That bloomin' table's broken. Everyone gets that.
Who's getting hit?
All right, so you go over. You're going over to Tam. No, I'm just rolling his injured and having it.
Yeah.
All right, and so what are you trying to do? I'm sorry. You were going over.
I'm trying to stabilize him, basically.
Okay. And what did you make on your? Did you make a medical roll yet?
I did not make a medical roll yet.
Okay. Yep. Go ahead, but do realize that any kind of medicaling like that is a 10-minute. It's not quick.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. In the meantime, wow. Tony's going to make a guess as to where
Is. Every time I hit heal, every time I hit the healing thing, I get the crap that it doesn't work.
Could be something old there.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, that's my healing roll.
All right. 11. I'll let you know more about what's going on once you've spent some time at it. You're prodding at him. Got some broken bone, though. It looks pretty bad off. Tony misses, and something happens to his gun. Ogre's turn. Okay, let's see. Sarah, you're there. No one else has come closer yet. No, Young's there, too. So, all right.
Young's on the ground.
One's Sarah, two's Young.
Three's Tam, put out a bit.
Four is, it's Young.
That's super not good.
So how does invisibility work against the person you're attacking, or just the way when you attack?
Ooh.
Good question. It goes away, that's what it does. He's not invisible anymore. Uh-huh. Well, actually, yeah, duration 3, 1 per round. Depends when he went invisible.
Well, if he's a sorcerer, he can just continually cast it.
But apparently, blessed it doesn't produce any negative.
2 hit.
Yeah, okay.
So
the character is transparent and a vague outline is visible.
Yeah, so we have the vague idea if we.
Alright, so you're going to beat the parry without any problem.
He is prone.
I don't think it's going to be enough of a penalty for him.
Yeah, what's your normal parry for a Young? Is Richard still with us?
I muted him a long time ago and was just...
You're talking to yourself the whole time?
It's parry 9.
Yeah, my parry's not fine. So negative 2 when you're.
And so, Young, something. There's a blurry outline of something that just tried to swat at you while you were down there. It's your turn now.
All right. Well, I'll use part of my pace to stand up then, so that I'm no longer being smacked in the face by invisible things. And then I will try and hit the invisible things in front of me. Wildly. What do I do for that?
It's just a minus four to your attack.
All right.
Yep.
Just the one, then.
So, take him so we can see where he is.
Yeah, I lash out wildly in a general direction of where he is, and...
Yeah, well, I don't know.
No, it's Perry. Miss.
It's Perry 6, so that's a hit.
I got a 6. Yeah. Wow.
That is a hit.
Oh, it's Perry, not a 7.
I do not like your friends. They injured me. They died before I could do anything about it. You will feel my fury instead.
Yeah, he bowed at something that feels a lot like stone.
It's either him or an invisible wall. All
right, Gideon, up to you.
All right. I will say, in the name of the Lord, I drive out you demon, and will try to dispel
his
invisibility. Well, motherfucker.
Well, it says no, can't success, wasn't it? Even though the trait rolls.
No, it's an automatic fail, and I lose a die in fate because I.
Right. Because you knew, because it knew that you were going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, suck it, ogre.
I dispel you with force of things.
So he rolls against. He also rolls his arcane. So he's...
Only a 6.
Then I beat the living tar out of him.
In a metaphorical
way. In a metaphorical way. In a very, very metaphorical way. So
so you dispel any of his current spells and enchantments.
Two raises as well.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's a fight. So...
All right, he's completely visible again. And he's looming over Young.
Cord shot to the head. Have to at this point. Minus 2, given everything.
Yep.
Well, I hit him. I don't hit with a raise, but I hit him.
Still 4 points extra.
Yeah, I saw that settle on a 1, and then just kind of lazily tip over into a 7.
Yeah, that at least hits him. It shakes him, though.
No, so yeah, he's shaken. I have no chips left, so he's going to... And top of the round is Gideon.
I really should have bumped it up to a... Yeah. No, I'll tell him now. Young.
All right, Gideon.
I assume the combat man can handle this. I run over to Tam and try to heal him. Da-da-da-da-da. Please. Ding. All right, there we go. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Let's see if that helps. Well
you got a 1.
Yes, it does help. So
he was incapacitated. So what do you bring him back from?
To just -3 wounds.
So got a broken back.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, Sarah, you're still working on him as well.
Yeah.
And Luke, he's the bullet shot seemed to have rang his bell pretty good. Thick skull he's got, though.
This is where you go down, another cord shot to the head.
Oh!
I got chips, don't worry. Try that again.
Well, it's a miss.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to throw a blue chip at this and get a plus D6 on this.
Ooh, you're giving me a chip.
No, it's a blue chip.
No.
Oh, it's a blue one. Blue.
Right. I've still got a red, but I'm not using it because I don't want to give you a chip at this point. Right. Roll a 1. No, it's enough to get a 2. Yes. Well, that didn't go through. Oh, okay. No, well, I rolled a 2 anyway.
That's fine. I'll didn't drop. Saying, so you got a 4.
All right, so that's a 4. So that is that. And it's plus 4 points of damage.
You just got to get a
7. I got more than that.
Yeah.
It goes through, hits the other bullet, and they both explode in this big massive shrapnel of metal in his head.
Showering down more ogre gore upon poor Young.
That's always the aim of the game.
All right, and then the next 10 minutes, you're 9 on your first aid roll there.
It was 11.
Got 9? 11. Okay.
Yeah.
And so Gideon brought him back up to -2.
No, from incapacitated to...
to just -3.
Yeah, to -3.
All right, so then Sarah, your medicing will bring him, see what would an 11 do for him with a -3.
Two wounds.
So, yep. Yeah, he's still injured, still got a broken back, but he's breathing a little easier.
I'll go ahead.
He's conscious now.
And unfortunately, something else is going to happen at this point, which is going to screw a lot of things up.
Yep.
One quick question. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I point my gun at Tony. Don't move.
Awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, yeah.
You and me are going to initiate that. You are drawing your gun on an officer of the law.
Yep. Because someone said that Tony, someone said that Tony killed Tony.
Yeah. I will stop that when I get the opportunity. Well, maybe.
Maybe not. Perhaps not.
Well, so you're going to put... So, yeah, it's up to you. Are you going to do it?
I will also be joining this initiative.
You are healing...
Well, my heal is just around. I just do it.
Yeah, I think we're surprised, however.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
All right. Where did I put Gideon on there? Okay, there you go.
Him first, Tony first, right.
Yeah. Good thing about how he reacted, because he couldn't have reacted until you said something, since he wasn't looking at you, so you would actually have had your gun out already.
I tell you, I would have said something in English, or I did say something in English. He obviously doesn't understand. Well, if he understands me, I have no idea if he speaks English or not.
What makes more sense to you guys? An agility roll-off? And giving Luke like a +2 since he actually had to say something before it happened?
I
think that's fair, because Tony couldn't have reacted until Luke said something. But Tony could also have reacted very quickly once he said it. So who could pull the trigger first might be
Obviously, Tony won't know this, but I'm not planning on pulling the trigger.
Well, yeah, this is it. Tony wouldn't know that. You are a white person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm an outsider. Worse than that, I'm an outsider.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it this way. All right. Tony's no dummy.
No.
He will turn around when you say that. He still has his gun out, though. He's not got it pointed at you, but he's got it in hand, and you've seen that he's a pretty fast shot. Well, it's very accurate. So he's just kind of staring you down.
Yep.
What do you do? And at this point, everyone else can see that something's about to happen here.
Do not do this. It was not what he said.
You said we were supposed to kill Tony.
Yes, no, that is not right.
Well, seeing as you don't speak Chinese, you have to be saying this out loud.
In English.
Yeah. In which case, Tony will look it over at you, Young, and say, I expect such criminal trash to say such things. I'm the sheriff here. You expect to gun down the sheriff? He looks straight at
you. So he's saying this in English?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not great English, but...
Okay, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Young, and, you want to explain this?
No.
Yeah. And I will have been
really in the heat of battle.
Your friend here is wanted, is an escaped prisoner, and is still wanted for crimes.
Currently he is under Tam's employ, and I would think that would trump any other actions that need to take place. Because you are also under Tam's employ.
His eyes burned when you say that. His hand twitches just a little bit. And he shout something back into Chinese over his shoulder without, you know, without breaking eye contact with you. Tam answers back. Young, he's just looking for confirmation. Tam is now conscious, although in pain, is able to answer back. And so Tony slowly holsters his gun.
Okay. Given that, I'll put mine away too. Well, I'll reload first and then put it away.
And he looks over at you, Young, spouts off in Chinese, "You have Tam's protection, but your family do not. Perhaps they've been harboring you." And he starts to walk away.
Huh. I check my head sadly.
I will walk over.
Hello? Yeah, I was also...
Oh, I was going to walk over to Young and say, do you want me to speak with him?
I did want to go tell Tony about his men up on the roof having been killed.
Well, that'd be pretty important. Although it was senseless to do such provocation to a brave man. But nonetheless...
So everyone keeps talking over the Chinaman.
Nice.
So, do you want me to go talk to him?
I was just going to say, I do not know what talk would do.
Sometimes honey words are enough to are a good bomb on a wounded prey.
I was not allowed to even talk in my defense when they accused me of these things.
Right, but...
Let us deal with Tam and the aftermath here before we worry about new problems.
No. I'll go tell Tony that his men have been killed. I can't remember if I took their badges or not. If I did, then I'll give them back to him.
Okay. He will accept these badges.
Dead bodies.
Give you a very curt bow. Yeah. He did save your ass, you know. He really did. he doesn't appear to be too friendly with you, but he's not
going to be that was more of a... That was at a professional level, the whole badge thing and stuff anyway, so...
Fair enough. So he's going to go... he's going to go check on his men then.
Yeah. What remains.
Okay, so what do you guys know?
Well, that was super duper awkward.
How is Tam? I go to see how he is. Sarah is working.
Yeah, Tam will live, but we need to get him out of here gently.
Well, how? Like, how to say this? Does the broken back look permanent?
It does not. Oh. It looks like maybe he's got a little bit of nerve damage here that may come back over time. It doesn't look like the back is actually broken so much as it's a lot of inflammation. He may heal back from this naturally.
Pretty sure we can create a stretcher of some kind to rigid form to keep his person held down while we move him.
Really loath to do that. Okay, so
we should not move him. We should get some of his own people to move him.
Well, they're pretty
I'll look
good.
Around for his people. See a lack of people.
you're pretty much it. You can always send runners back to Tam's estate to try and get some more of his people, but it appears that the ogre has pretty much accounted for everyone that he brought with him.
Okay, then we're going to have to move him.
Mm-hmm.
So, best solution probably be to get a board and strap him to it and GTFO.
Unless we want to search this place. We're currently halfway the city across from where Tam's estate is. I assume since we're in the better district, there are decent hospitals we could take him to.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh. Yeah, well, actually, I assume Tony's doing that, but we may want to think about maybe checking over the bodies of the assassins to see if we can find out who's in them.
So you guys, you guys are talking over Tony.
Were we? We were talking.
Well, you were talking about getting stretchers and going to hospital.
If he speaks, we have no idea if he speaks English or not. He's never been to it.
Which he's about to. Tam, as you guys are talking over him, Tam motions to Hugh Young to come closer as he's not able to speak very loudly.
And I got closer.
He says, no hospitals here. I don't know who my enemies are. They could easily kill me in a hospital. No, bring me back to my estate where I have my guards, my men. Oh, no, they may be infiltrated too.
Wonderful life of a colonel.
The grips of paranoia, it seems, but apparently he understands English. He just doesn't want to talk it. Speak it.
He says anybody could be suspect, even Tony.
If only we had the key, we could take it to the archives. You stop with Tony. If only we had the key, we could take him down to the archives where no one but us can get access to.
I look at him at that, then, yeah.
He said he's going to take 2 weeks to get the key here. We have no idea how much he's lying over that.
If you relay that, he says, no, I told you the truth. I don't have the key. It is on its way.
Best we can do is take him back to our hotel. Yeah, well, once you know that. Best we can do is take him back to our hotel when...
Yeah, that's probably the safest, closest option.
Well, bring me back to my estate. Just, some of you will guard me until I can work out who amongst my people are loyal and who are not.
I am translating this for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm garnered of Tony or anything else. I'm not adding anything in now.
Okay.
So, to his estate somehow.
Yeah.
Speaking of the somehow, what we may want to do is, if only we had some way to disguise ourselves. Maybe as monks or something. We can have a traveling cot with us. That don't make us look like we're a traveling tam. We get a disguise!
Easy enough. Huh. as a matter of fact, Young remembers that the room where all the fighters were limbering up and etc. had many spare robes, lots of extra costumes there.
While I am going down there, you can search the bodies on the thing to see if there are any notes which say, ha ha, I said them.
Signed, Tony. And a suspiciously amateurish hand edit afterwards.
They weren't stupid enough to be wearing anybody's colors, were they?
You guys go back over the corpses. Actually, all of them were wearing Dreen armbands.
Nope. I have no memory of what that means.
Well, green and red was the Thin Noodle Ma. But...
Dreen was, and you will have known this as during the dinner you had with the different dignitaries. Green is Kwan's colors.
If only I remember who that was.
The one who was trying to force the Indians off his reservation.
Oh, him, right, yeah.
So, guys. And yeah. What happened?
Talk later. Save Tam now.
Well, he's kind of saved now.
In a safer place than this.
There was a tournament.
If we wish to pretend to be monks, perhaps we should take a vow of silence.
Pretty unsure about this.
Well, right. You may want to be monks of a certain faith, I say, nodding towards our brethren friend in order to make certain people happy. I'm not really worried about that. Sure, please, some. Yes.
Seeing as it takes some time for you guys to, go get him on a stretcher and to make sure that you're not going to cause any more damage to his back and get your robes and check out the dead bodies. After a while, Tony comes back with several men, and he, Luke, since you seem to be the talker of the group, and well, other than the fact that he doesn't want to talk to Young,
He will approach you, Luke, and say that his men, he's gotten more men here. They're scouring the stadium. They haven't found any more of these bandits.
Excellent. I will share, because he is like law enforcement, that I will share what we've found with regards to the green armbands and such.
Okay. Well, when you say green armbands, he takes looks at them. He says, those are Quan's men? Makes no sense.
Well, it's easy enough to get a color armband on.
This is the kind, overhearing this, I will say, this is the kind of investigation I have expected from law in this town.
Oh, yeah, he stares daggers on you. That hand gets itchy towards the gun again.
Wow! I look at Young.
He rattles off in very tierce Chinese to Young, and he says, I am the instrument of the law, not the law itself. You were convicted. I did my duty.
Sheriff, have you found any other survivors? Or is everyone... else.
Amongst Tamsmen, no survivors. There were several more of the crowd that were killed in the rush to get away.
Yes.
That is very unfortunate.
Was Thin Noodle Ma or Ratskin Tony among them? yes, Ratskin Hugh. Yes.
Unless you meant that as a slight.
I will use it as a slight, seeing as I couldn't remember the name. Why not?
We have reports that they flew the area when the attack began, along with Quan and Norton.
Yes. So,
Kang.
The other thing I wanted to do. Since we've got a bit of time now, I did want to check out his box, just to see if he left any surprises or sneaked anything in.
Oh, Tam's box?
Quan's box.
Oh, Quan's box.
Never turned up. So yeah.
There are lots of the betting sticks. It looks like that. He may have won. If they can ever figure out how that's going to work out, it looks like he was betting heavily during the matches. But there's
the guy who didn't turn up. It was Quan or Kang?
No, it was Kang who didn't
Kang
turn
never
up.
Yeah.
Kang. I wanted to check his box out because he never turned up.
Right.
That made me suspicious. And maybe nothing there, but I'm suspicious.
Yeah, King's box is locked up. I mean, it's easy enough to get entrance inside, but it does not look like it was used today.
Right. Okay.
And since the names are so similar, Warlord King is the person whose vessel, his flagship vessel, you sunk.
Yeah. I think we're against everyone at this point. Everyone else is an enemy, so... Yeah, so King that Kong there. Yeah, I got this. I've gotten the two mixed up.
Speak for yourself. Everybody loves me.
I have.
Okay.
All right. If you're done with Tony, he will. As a parting shot to you, Young, he says, "Your family is fine. They were not injured."
I am glad to hear that. Was not sure they were here. Now, let us get this person to a safe location, away from anybody who might have a corrupted influence within them.
So, another city, huh?
To the Maze Dragons!
Woo! We could go to the Cloud Fighting.
So, you do bring do you follow his wishes and take him back to his estate, or do you take him? He's in no position to disagree with whatever you're wanting to do, but...
We should just take him back to his estate.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess so.
All right, well, here's a good place to take a 5-minute break. Need some more water.
Okay, sounds good to me. Back in 5.
All right.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com.
Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
It is a center for higher learning. It is a place with centuries of secrets in its shadowed halls. This is where you have come to learn the mysteries of the cosmos. We are pleased to present the Miskatonic University Podcast. On our campus, you will learn the deepest secrets of the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. From rules mechanics to beings of the mythos and insanities that plague men's minds. Join us at www.mu-podcast.com.